Starduster and Reinstein and Sugar Plum are all in the Ram chat, and sometimes Andrew. That's pretty good in here. And sometimes J-Lo comes wandering in. You never know. We sadly lost a good friend on June the 10th, Jack Shell. You can check him out on SoundCloud. He's got all kinds of his music. And he also does like synths and keyboards, doing jazz and rock and all sorts of things, and background kind of music things too. And I watched some of the posts that people had on his page. He's on Facebook. You can find out more about him too. And Jack Shell, S-C-H-E-L-L, The Sound Weaver, and you can look at thesoundweaver.com to find out more as well. And people have been saying all kinds of nice things about him, because he was just a great, fun, happy guy that helped a lot of people too. And people said he was a dear friend, fun-loving, kind and gentle. I noticed he got others to think outside the box in music too. Bit of a keyboard warrior and a sound weaver. And greatly missed. I knew him since MySpace days, and also when he was working with Earl Slick on his Zigzag album. We'll have more about that later. And he was such a positive force in the world again that we had to lose, and that was upsetting and a shock to me. So I think that's kind of a great loss. And this is his floating. Yeah, I'd just like to float away with him right now as well. I'm gonna have one other. They're short little bits, but they're like, I used to say, you've got the best brain music. And you know, we know Bowie had brain music. So I think that, and he appreciated this Roseland show especially. It was his first Bowie show, and he was blown away. Because of love, though, too. Incomparable song, also from Library One CD, which is funny because it came up all these Spanish names and stuff. I had to like figure it out because he had sent me the thing. Anyway, Incomparable, and that was Jack Shell, Incomparable, for his positiveness alone. And we've got lots more from Roseland 2002 coming up. Or I will tell you, then after Roseland, we went to Hard Rock Cafe, and Carlos Alomar was about, and that's when he asked A-Man for, do you have a cigarette? And A-Man said yes and turned around and walked away, and I went over to him and said, you go back over there, that's Carlos Alomar. He didn't know who it was. He didn't recognize him. I said, you go back over there and give him your whole pack right now. So anyway, that was funny little time. Plus, we had seen him, I think it was the night before or something. Yeah. Because the picture is in my Roseland album on Facebook. Where I'm kissing his cheek and he looks all afraid. Anyway, we got more coming up, but I might not get to the last two songs of Roseland, by the way, until the end of the show or next week. We're going to have to see how it times out. I will have more Jack Shell to air in tribute, and maybe even a Rhinestone Cowboy treat again, right? We have to do that because he's now tuned in, back from his old Blighty trip. who became famous and maybe even found his fortune as well. You never know.
sorry about the delay there, but, you know, wood over electricity, all that. Just wanted to know I'll fix this song. To learn so many new pieces of music in their lives. Thank you very much. This was crazy, but this is such fun to do. This is the third track on the record. It's called Slipper.
Vinyl Casserole with Eric the Radwin Sensen. Live Sundays at 12 noon Pacific, right here on Vancouver's Maximum Variety, Max Radio.
I'll do another one. I'll just throw a loop to the band so that I get them all mixed up. This is one of my songs.
What? This is, we are in the heathen section of the Roseland 2002 show, isn't it? You know, he's changing the order of heathen, I guess. Afraid!
Things really matter to me.
join us at Roseland 2002. I think we got a lot more to come too, still. Even though I had to take the last couple tracks off of here for time. Unless there's time at the end, I'll have to see. And funnily enough, a few days... This was known sort of as his rehearsal show for Heathen, by the way. So then he went off and did, like, Meltdown. And the show after this, though, was at... What is it? Sony Studios for A&E. Remember when he did A&E 2002, where they called in... And Antoine was there, called in. It was in the audience and called him from the audience. So we know him, Antoine Poncelet. And he was at this Roseland too, which most of Bowie Net was there, even from across the pond and stuff.
Free.
There lived a band in the 60s that I admired very much, and here's one of his songs. This, the band was called The Legendary Stardust Cowboy. This is a song that he wrote called I Took a Trip on It.
And I thought about you. Mind the Gap. Yeah, that was Live by Request, A&E. That was done, I think it was the 15th of June, 4 days later. One thing is kind of interesting. Rhinestone is in the Ram chat telling us how he switched from not liking Bowie, actually hating him, to liking him. And this all happened in 2002, in July, by the way. It's all happening in Ram chat, I'm telling you.
Is that really? Right, so you've done the drums. Okay. This is a particular favorite of mine in the album. It's called 515, The Angels of God. Maybe not gone, but the late in transit. pop song on the album. It's called. Since telling you this, I'm beginning to like this one now. It's kind of a pretty good idea of how I felt about it when I wrote it. Like, it's, you know, this thing's happened, right? Oh dear, so I'm beginning to like this now that we're singing it. Well, I like this one. This is a song I really like. That's how you get things. I've been awfully quiet tonight. I haven't been at all chatty, have I? I'm so terribly sorry about that. I've been really nervous, I better tell you, because we've never done so much new stuff.
So it's all nervous. And he's changed to his heathen gear, by the way, before he even started.
I do appreciate it, you know, every single time. You've got to know this. Every single time we do something like this, you guys kind of give it a chance in this, and you don't know how good that makes us feel. So now you've been like that, we're going to do a 55-minute instrumental. It's my new favorite song, it's called. Anyone says hi?
Yeah! Is that you moved away? It happened all so quietly. I should have drawn a picture, something I could keep. I'd buy a little frame, something cheap for you. Everyone says I.
Thank you.